The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah talks about the psul of Yavsha Gapoi by Oif, that a bird that its wings are dried out and they don't work. The halacha is that it has din of Mechusar Aver and it cannot be brought as a carbon. Poiskim discuss the question about tefillin. The Magen Avraham writes that if a person is a gideim, his head is cut off le'aleinu, the halacha is that he doesn't put on tefillin. That's what the Magen Avraham brings down. Others argue. Others say he should put on the right hand. Regardless, there's a question, what's the halacha if somebody's arm is paralyzed? Does he have the same halacha as a gideim, where we would have a question whether he puts on a right hand, if he doesn't put at all, or not? One of the makairis for this question is our halacha that we see that a oif that is yavsha gapa, that its wing is dried out. The halacha is that it's considered a chesaron aver. Even though a mum doesn't passel by oif, nevertheless it's considered a chesaron aver, and the halacha is that it cannot be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. So you see, argue the poiskim that when aver is dried out, it's considered as though it doesn't exist. So there are some poiskim that say Minchas Elazar or Shlomo Kluger both write. I saw this brought down in Igros Moshe. I didn't see this farm inside. He brings down from the Minchas Elazar and Shlomo Kluger that Yavsha Gapa is not considered as though it doesn't exist. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes that it has a din of a mum, even though a normal mum don't passel by oif, but a mum of Yavsha Gapa is a very big mum, so that does passel. Again, I didn't see Rav Shlomo Kluger inside to see exactly how he explains it, but Rav Moshe argues on him. He says that it can't be because we know mum doesn't passel by oif, only chesaron aver. If we see that Yavsha Gapa is considered chesaron aver and it's worse than a mum, obviously it's as though it doesn't exist at all. He brings another raya from Hilchus Treifus that if the liver dries out, it's considered as though it's chasar. The Minchas Elazar brings a raya from Yerushalmi that it says in the Yerushalmi that there was a person that his arm dried up and the Kohanim did not let him do avoda because it says in the pasuk Kopel Yad of Tirtza. So the Minchas Elazar, it says, it's Mashman Yerushalmi, it's not considered that the arm doesn't exist, it's not even considered a mum at all. So Rav Moshe says, obviously that's a mistake, it can't be that there's such a Yerushalmi, it must be a mistake in the Yerushalmi, that can't be the Pshat in the Yerushalmi, because certainly we see in our sugya that Yavsha Gapa is not considered that it exists at all, it's considered Chesaron Aver, and therefore, Be'atzim it should be Pasul on Tefillin. However, Rav Moshe writes that to him it's Mestaber that the din of Yavsha Gapa that our Mishnah and our Gemara is discussing is not a case where it's paralyzed. It's talking about a case where it's dried out completely, like the Gemara in Bechairis talks about, that there's a situation where part of the body is dried out to the extent where if you stick a needle in, blood won't come out of it. In that case, the Gemara in Bechairis says clearly that that's considered as though it's not there. However, in a case where it's paralyzed, which means that just that the nerves are not functional and they can't give instructions to the muscles to move, and that particular part of the body doesn't feel any pain or any other sensation because of the fact that the nervous system is broken down in that area of the body, or in the brain, whatever it is, that would not be considered that it doesn't exist because you don't have that level that the Gemara in Bechairis talks about where it's where if you stick something into it, no blood will come out. That's considered that it doesn't exist. But if it's just paralyzed and you don't have a motor ability in that arm, that would not be considered as though it doesn't exist. This is also corroborated by the Avnei Nezer, who also says, although you have to look clear in the Avnei Nezer, it's not 100% clear to me what he means. Because there's another possibility here also. The price can bring down from the Rashba in Kedushin, who writes that the reason why Yavish Gapa is such a big problem is because of the fact that a bird, its main koyach is with its wings. The whole point of a bird is that it flies. That's what's great about a bird. So since that's the mile of a bird, so if its bird, if its wing is dried out, then it really came down. It was taken off of its pedestal, and it's on a very, very low madrega. But it's mashma and the Rashba that are other bali chai, other animals and the humans, that their main koyach is not in their wings. They don't even have wings. That there would not be a din of yavish gavah. So some paiskim want to say, and it's mashma a little bit in Avi Nez like this, and the Mer Yoshev or Meir Arik says like this. That's what Moshe brings down, that that only a bird who has, whose main koyach is that it knows how to fly, so there the yavish gapa makes a difference, and it's considered that that aver is missing because of the fact that it can't carry out that most important function that the bird has. However, when it comes to a person that his arm is dried out, no, the arm is not the main defining nature of the person. The person has intellect and other good milus and good qualities, or even animals who don't have such massive intellect, but if their arm is dried out, we don't consider that to be their main function, and therefore, the fact that it's dried out would not be considered a chasar neiver. Moshe writes, no, that's not what the Rashba meant to say. The Rashba didn't mean that the only time that yavesh is as though it doesn't exist, the only time when it's dried out is as though it's taken away completely, is only by a bird. What the Rashi meant was that the chesaron aver that we're talking about by a bird is not a small aver. If you take away a small aver, maybe let's say a beak or something like that, maybe that would not be considered chesaron aver, even if you took it off completely, because that aver is not such an important aver. However, when it comes to the wings are so important that if it's taken off completely, then that's considered chesaron aver, and the bird is possible for a carbon. So yavesh, dried out, is really the same thing as though it's taken away. And the reason why the Rashba stresses the fact that the bird's main koyach is with its wings is only to point out why taking away the wing completely makes it as though it's not here. However, by tefillin, since Allah is that if the arm is not here, we run into problems of gidein, therefore that problem would exist, even though the person's main koyach is not necessarily with that arm, but nevertheless, the fact remains that something which is completely dried out is kamandalesa. But again, getting back to the point, Ramosha at the end of the day paskins that paralyzed is not considered yavsha, it's not considered kamandalesa, so it wouldn't be a problem at all. He actually brings down that he remembers that his father Nebuch was paralyzed for many months at the end of his life, and he remembers that his father Taka put on tefillin on that arm, on the arm that was on the left arm, which was paralyzed, and he was not concerned that it was considered a kamandalesa. And I just wanted to clarify what I said before, that Rav Moshe writes that the Yerushalmi was a mistake. What he meant to say was that the Yerushalmi is not referring to a case where the arm doesn't work at all. The Yerushalmi is referring to a case where the arm is just a little bit weaker. It's not as strong as it should be. And that's where the Yerushalmi said that it's possible because of the halacha v'upayel yad of tirtza. But if it would be completely dried out, Rav Moshe writes, that would be possible because it's considered a mum or because it's considered a kamandalesa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.